And now, with a look at what else has been making scientific headlines, here's Mirasantha Lingam with this week's Naked Scientists newsflash.
Scientists might have found particles travelling faster than the speed of light. The OPERA experiment sent a beam of subatomic neutrino particles from the CERN facility in Geneva to the Grand Sasso laboratory 732 kilometres away in Italy. The neutrinos appeared to have travelled 0.0025% faster than the speed of light, a finding which, if confirmed, could revolutionise modern physics. CERN's James Gillies comments on the discovery.
Everybody in physics is going to be looking for an independent measurement before they could decide whether this is true or whether it's not. A lot of people seem to think that science is about proving things, and it's actually the opposite. Science is about knocking things down. It's about disproving stuff. It happens all the time. What's different this time is that the stakes are that much higher, because speed of light being a cosmic speed limit is one of the fundamental tenets of physics. So if this turns out to be right, then there's some serious head-scratching to be done.
A compound found in the liver of dogfish sharks could treat a range of human viruses. The compound squalamine was found to be effective against diseases such as dengue, yellow fever, and hepatitis B and D in animal models by altering the environment needed for the viruses to survive inside a cell, as Michael Zasloff from Georgetown University explains.
What squalamine has taught us is that by changing the characteristics of a cell or a tissue, it can render that cell or that tissue resistant to a virus. So it is not targeting the virus. It's basically changing the design, the internal architecture of a cell to make that cell or tissue inhospitable for viral replication or viral growth.
Water could be used to provide limitless supplies of hydrogen. Microbial fuel cells harness the breakdown of organic matter by bacteria in order to produce hydrogen. But electricity is needed to power the process. Until now, this has been provided by fossil fuels. But Bruce Logan from Penn State University has developed a new way using water.
What we figured out was that we could use the salinity difference between fresh water and salt water. This is a process called a reverse electrodialysis, where if you have a fresh water and a salt water next to each other, that can create energy. It's like running uphill takes energy, running downhill doesn't take energy. And now you have a system where the electrical power isn't needed because the energy is being extracted from the salinity difference.
And finally, female promiscuity could be beneficial to a population. Working with flower beetles, Matthew Gage from the University of East Anglia found that females in small populations, where there's a higher risk of inbreeding, behave promiscuously in order to increase their chances of reproductive success.
Females were able to have their eggs fertilised by males that carried genes that had greater complementarity. And what that translated into was females are gaining genetic benefits by mating with more males because they're able to somehow choose the right males or the right sperm to give greater genetic benefits to their offspring and so have higher offspring viability and leave more offspring in the next generation.
The team aimed to explore further benefits of promiscuity in larger populations, in order to explain why the behaviour is so widespread across the animal kingdom.
Mirasantha Lingam with this week's Naked Scientists newsflash. And if you'd like to follow up on any of the stories you've heard so far, transcripts and the references are all available at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.